and welcome to Risky Business 2. I'm Patrick Gray. In this special interview, you'll hear our New Zealand correspondent, Paul Craig, interviewing securityassessment.com's Roberto Sugi-Liverani and Nick Freeman discuss their research into exploiting Firefox extensions. These guys apparently were doing a review of a large web application, and the evaluation of a related Firefox extension was in scope, and they stumbled across a bit of a nightmare when it comes to all of these extensions. Skype extensions, search toolbars, all of these extensions that people routinely install into their browsers, well, it turns out a lot of them are as buggy as hell, and these two have figured out how to exploit these little suckers, and at best guess, there's around 30 million boxes out there vulnerable to the extension bugs they've identified. Just two of these guys. So now to the interview, Paul Craig speaking to Roberto and Nick at New Zealand's OWASP Day. And apologies in advance for the mobile phone interference on the recording. Paul forgot to bring his headphones that day, so he couldn't actually hear the interference as it was occurring. So Paul started off by asking the guys what sort of extension bugs they've been able to turn up. Oh, and when they refer to the Chrome zone, you've got to remember they're talking about Firefox's Chrome zone, not the Google browser. Enjoy the interview.
One example is in an RSS reader that we found called WizRSS. And what would happen there is you could include script tags or XSS payloads inside a description of a feed item, and they would be rendered inside what's the Chrome privilege browser zone in Firefox. So this was data. It was not performing any filtering over what was going on there.
Okay, so that would allow you to perform cross-site scripting into the Chrome zone. But what can you do from Chrome? I mean, cross-site scripting, what, are you going to do like pop-up an alert box? Are you going to say, hello world or something? What are you going to do?
Well, the Chrome zone is, from there you have access to all the Firefox internals and the XPCOM components that it uses to make things go. So you can read from the file system, you can write from the file system, you can run processes, you can access cookies and saved passwords. You can do all sorts of crazy stuff.
Right, so essentially you're saying this is code execution through cross-site scripting.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Maybe first I'd like to know how many bugs you've actually found.
I think it's about 11 or 12 now.
Yeah, 12.
11 or 12 bugs. Are these in very used extensions? Do you have any idea of the number of people who potentially are using these extensions?
So if we sum all the extension we got, we almost got to 30 million. So
30 million?
Yeah, potentially affected.
Potentially 30 million, okay. And the majority of these vulnerabilities, they relate to cross-site scripting into the Chrome zone?
Yeah, we can say so. I will say at least six of them, seven?
Yeah.
Or seven of them. Yeah. Wow, okay, all right. So if I was a developer, and let's say I have my own Firefox extension, and I'm sitting at home, pulling my hair out now after listening to your guys' talks, thinking, what do I do? What advice would you have?
Well, because we're talking about cross-site scripting, then again, it comes to input validation and output escaping. So the same principle you use when you write a web application, then you should follow also for when you develop an extension. So developers, they should basically follow. There are some recommendations with MDC, which is the Mozilla Development Center, and that includes some recommendation how to input, how to filter input in extension code. And yeah, that would be a very good starting point for us.
Would that adequately protect them? Like, does these recommendations give you enough information to fix or address all of these cross-site scripting vulnerabilities?
Well, in terms of input validation, yes, there are enough information to actually do some proper filtering.
Okay.
But for some other types of bugs, then there is no enough information from the MDC website. So it's up to the developers to really understand the bug or the potentiality of the bug and then try to change the logic of the extension or try to change the code of the extension to potentially fix that bug.
Okay, but there really isn't a lot of published information out on the net about the security of Firefox add-ons. Before I listened to your talk this morning, I actually did a bit of Google searching myself, trying to find information on how I could secure an extension that I may have written. And I actually couldn't find much. I looked through, obviously, OWASP. I've looked at different security sources, trying to find some recommendations, but there really isn't anything. Why do you think there is such a lack of focus or a lack of research in Firefox plugins or Firefox extensions?
Well, there are a couple of guides for writing secure extensions, but they're not written by Mozilla. They're third parties who have decided, oh, there's no information out here for these guys. This is pathetic. So they wrote them themselves. It's still not complete. It gives a good idea.
Just blocked articles, I guess.
Yeah. The majority of the research that we've seen out there, which, again, isn't very much, has been more towards malicious extensions or people including malware and extensions. There's just not been that much of a...
Right. Not exploitable or exploiting Firefox extensions.
No.
Okay. Now, I might say... I mean, I personally use actually quite a few Firefox plugins, and I've used one, at least one of the ones that you have vulnerabilities in. But I use NoScript. NoScript, of course, blocks malicious JavaScript from being executed, and it protects me from cross-site scripting. What do you say to NoScript? Am I safe?
Okay. NoScript, it's got a list of, it's got a wide list of URIs, which then... Basically, the protection which NoScript provides are not applicable for these URIs. And as we said before, most of these injections, if we are talking about the cross-scripting bugs we found, occurs in the Chrome zone, which is whitelisted by NoScript. That means NoScript can't protect you in that case because it allows allows Firefox to execute the cross-scripting payload.
So hang on a second. You're saying that NoScript won't do anything?
If the execution starts from Chrome, then NoScript doesn't work.
Okay, all right. Let's take this from another angle. Let's say I'm a security manager and I look after 1,500, maybe 2,000 desktop PCs. I know that IE is relatively broken and it has some security problems, so I recommend everyone uses Firefox. Firefox extensions, of course, don't fall under any of our company policy, and currently there are no restrictions on letting our staff install Firefox extensions. Potentially, I might have a few hundred of my desktops that would be exploitable to your vulnerabilities. What recommendations could you give me on how I could control or secure my desktop environment?
Probably enforcing that you use safe mode for all Firefox installations, which will prevent the installation of extensions and limits browsing to basic capabilities.
So I should disable extension installation and really sort of limit what Firefox can do.
Yeah.
Does Firefox still run in like a high resolution, nice, friendly UI mode in safe mode? It's not like Windows safe mode. It's not going to give me a 640 by 480.
No, but the extension will not run in that case if safe mode is enabled.
Okay. Now, you said you have vulnerabilities and potentially over 30 million people, and these are extensions that are AMR, addons.mozilla.org, recommended. Now, first thing I've got to ask is, have you told Mozilla, and what did Mozilla say?
Yes, we told Mozilla, and they still have to answer us, but they're very, very keen to basically work with us and find a way to help reviewers on AMO to actually find also vulnerabilities in extensions. And we hope to collaborate with them and see what we can do.
Okay. So you mentioned in your talk that you're going to be releasing a white paper on this topic, which should actually be very, very beneficial considering that the lack of information out there. Do you know when this white paper is going to be released?
We're thinking maybe the end of this year or early next year.
End of this year. Okay. Now, if any of our listeners do the world con tripping, trotting at different cons, what security conferences are you going to be at coming up where they could come see your talk or share ideas with you?
Well, we've got DEF CON coming up at the end of July, speaking on Saturday, and also Roberto's flying over to OWASP India AppSec in November, is that right?
Yeah, correct. And then maybe also France, FRAC. That's going to be in September. And that's it for now.
Enough conferences for one year.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Roberto and Nick, and I wish you the best of luck with your Firefox extensions.
Okay, cheers.
Thanks.